Hello?
Hello, good evening. My name is Ernie from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinions to the research. Is that okay with you, ma'am?
How long is it going to take?
To be honest with you, depending on your answers, I can take about 5 to 6 minutes, but I'll read the questions as fast as I can.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much, ma'am. It means a lot to me. Now, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Let me ask you, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
I would say education.
Education, okay. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? Anything that you can think of. Remember, there is no right or wrong.
I've got too many things on my list. I'm sitting here going...
If it's here, I believe me, I'll go ahead and record that for you.
I would say climate change is a big one.
Okay.
But I also think Ukraine and the Middle East is a big one.
Okay, so which one should I record for you? Because I only can pick one.
Do the first one.
Okay, climate change. Now, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
The same thing, I would think.
Okay, thank you. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one, refining. Do you think they're doing an excellent job, a good job, just, fair, or a poor job?
Okay, what was the middle one? I can't remember what it was.
So I have a excellent, good, and just, fair.
Excellent, good, and just fair?
Yes, ma'am.
There's
and
nothing
poor.
Between... Okay. Just fair.
Just fair. Okay, the next one will be agriculture and farming.
Just fair.
Thank you. And electric utilities?
Just fair.
Thank you. Forest products?
I'd say good.
Good, okay. Medical manufacturing?
I don't know enough about them. Good.
Good, okay. And the last one will be mining.
Just fair.
Just fair. Okay, thank you so much. Now, how will you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one, county land department. Is it excellent, good, just fair, or a poor job?
I really don't know.
No problem. And what about forests and timber industries?
Probably good.
Good. Thank you so much. And what about Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Good.
Good. And U.S. Forest Service?
Good.
And environmental groups?
Good.
Good. Okay. Thank you so much. Now, how important do you feel that forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, to Minnesota's economic? Will you say that it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, how significant a role do you think the forest product industry will play in Minnesota's economic in the future? Will you say it will be a very significant role, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all?
Not too significant.
Thank you. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Will you say that they're more than harvest, same as harvest, or fewer than harvest?
More than harvest.
Thank you. Now, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forest today than it was in 1970s?
Probably fewer.
A few, okay. Now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and the future, or no?
Now and in the future. Probably not.
No, okay. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Will you say there's a positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact?
I'm with the middle one.
No impact? Okay. Now,
yeah,
you
know it has an impact, but I'm saying I'm hoping it's neutral.
The only three options I have is positive, no impact, or negative. I'm sorry.
Okay, but does no impact mean that they don't even impact it, or that it's a neutral impact?
It's a neutral impact.
Let's put that one then.
Okay. Now, do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negative impacting the environment, or no?
Read that one again.
Yes. Do you feel that it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negative impacting the environment? Yes or no?
No.
No. Now, do you feel it's acceptable to harvest trees from commercial use on federal, state, or in county lands that are not park or wilderness area, or no?
No.
Thank you. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel that it will be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products, or no?
So you're saying it would be different than the government land?
No. Do you think that would be a good idea that they do that with the with some forest land that the government has put aside?
No.
No. Okay. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota forests for a use of biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvest from Minnesota forests for use as a biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
No.
No. Now, have you ever seen, read, heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry? Yes or no?
Some, but not a lot.
Okay. Now, do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group? Yes or no?
No.
No. Now, do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
I don't think they would be considered environmental causes.
Okay.
So, no.
No, okay. Now, the Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economic, a significant component, a minor component, or is fading a component of the Minnesota state economic?
What was the last one? A fading component?
Yes. Is it a fading component, like if it's dying?
Let's see. I think you had three then, right?
Yes, major,
major, minor,
and fading.
There's four. Okay. I would say minor.
Minor, okay. Now, like many industry, Minnesota's forest industry most significant problem is difficulty is hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
More so than any other industry, no.
No, okay. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economics and job opportunities by making $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment use, and either timber harvesting and product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities of the forest industry, leading to increase in both numbers and diversity of the workforce. Now, the question is, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economics, forest, and forest industries?
I would support it as far as other industries are also being trained, but
thank you so much.
Not more so.
Okay, so which one should I record, support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose the state funding for the part of the program. This is the last part of the survey. I know your time is very valuable. Thank you so much for staying on the phone with me.
Okay. Not sure.
Now, create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Will you support or oppose of that?
Oppose.
Thank you. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce without with outreach to people not traditionally employed the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities.
Oppose.
Thank you. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Oppose.
And the last one, get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry workers' jobs provide.
Oppose.
Thank you so much. Now, finally, just a few questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
A master's.
Master's, so that will be a graduate degree?
Yes.
Thank you.
It's a second graduate degree.
Okay. So the options that I have here is some college graduate, and graduate degree. So I think that's the highest.
Graduate degree will work.
Okay. What is your age? I'm sorry.
67.
67. Okay. Now, how will you describe the community you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. Okay. Now, is your annual household income $25,000, $49,999, $50,000 to $74,999,
$75,000?
So was that 25 to 49,000?
That sounds good.
Thank you. Now, do you consider your political views to be liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Okay. Now, in which of the following categories will you put your job or businesses? Is it a manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or governance, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, a white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retired, a homemaker, a student, or non-employed?
Retired.
Thank you. Now, in terms of your gender, this is the last question. Do you consider yourself to be a male or a female?
Female.
Ma'am, that was the last question, like I mentioned before.
Great.
I want to thank you so much for taking my call. I know your time is valuable. I hope you enjoy the rest of your night and your week.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.